Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In the endless debate of what's better, a real Christmas tree or a fake one,
fake.
I did not help my case for why real is better over the weekend. But sit on this story. Wait for you to get back, Breeze. It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy.
It's an S show. I
want to let you know right now, there's a beautiful 9-foot tree sitting in my wife, St. Courtney.
And
my,
9 feet!
In my living room. Lights so are on. Got to put the ornaments on still, but it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The smell. Oh, the smell, Breeze. That is permeating throughout our house right now. It's fantastic.
Can't relate.
It smells like, oh, too soon. Too soon.
Yeah.
Breezy has COVID, by the way, and she can't smell or taste. Yeah,
sure.
Sorry. But you have before. You've tasted and smelled before. So you know.
Sure.
You know what it smells like. However, the adventure to get that tree to that spot to smell nice didn't go super great.
I am at the edge of my seat.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't tell me yesterday on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get your genuine reaction. So I'm gonna flip this. I'm gonna let you know how it ends. It ends with me in the auto body shop. Now let me connect the dots as to how we get there.
Okay.
So over the weekend, my wife and I decided that we were going to get our tree up, not wait longer like we normally do, not gonna be procrastinators. And went out to a tree farm out towards Geneva. Went there, looked at about 1,000 trees, and heard my wife say, "What about this one?" About 9,000 times. What about this one?
Didn't she?
Let me just say this. If you're ever going to create a drinking game at a Christmas tree farm, and one of the rules is someone saying, "What about this?" You will die. You will die of alcohol poisoning, so I wouldn't recommend it. So we finally found one. Actually, we found one before that she really liked, and then I tried to pull it out of the ground, and didn't budge, didn't go anywhere.
What do you mean you tried to pull it out of the ground?
So they, like, how do I describe this? They have them, like, in the field, but there's, like, little cups they sit in, so they're pre-cut. Okay. They sit in them so they can still get water. So that was what most of the trees were like. As I'm just struggling to get this thing out of the ground, I looked at it and realized that the one that we have picked is not one of the ones that has been cut and is sitting in a cup.
Oh, nope, what a classic.
It's just a tree in the ground that I'm trying to pull out. So that didn't work out well.
It's not that you're not strong.
No, I'm not strong.
I'm
not strong. No, at all. Very weak. Very, very weak. But still, you go pull the tree out of the ground. It's not,
honestly,
can't do it.
I do CrossFit, so.
Absolutely not. Once you're better and over this COVID thing, I challenge you to go pull a 9-foot freaking Christmas tree out of the ground.
I could snatch it out of the ground.
Yeah, nope, definitely not. So we found one that was cut. I struggled to get that one, and they get it on the car, and everything's fine. The ride home actually goes without incident.
Okay.
Because I always have the fear that the tree is going to fly off. By the way, 585-222-9800, if you have ever had the tree actually fall off of your car. I think it's an irrational fear because I don't think it happens.
No, it definitely happens.
Does it?
Yeah, because if you're like...
Ever happened to you?
I don't do real trees. I don't like to go all that extra stuff.
I think it's an
urban
legend.
I like being extra, but not for stupid stuff like that.
I think it's an urban legend. I don't think trees actually fall off the cars.
With how inept you are, it would happen to you.
No, because I didn't put it on. I had the guy, and I paid him $10 and a tip to put it on for me.
Oh, then it's definitely not coming off now. It's little Johnny's first job. He's 15.
No.
He has no idea what's going on. He failed out of Boy Scouts.
He's at least 70. But it was fine. Got it on there. Got it home. Things are going well. Little Mace. Okay. We took little Mace, by the way. He was completely preoccupied by eating his snacks. He did not care at all.
That's a big mood. Yeah.
He did not care at all about anything that was happening. So we get home, we get out of the car, and he's walking really well now. So he's just excited to walk outside. He's literally just doing circles around the car.
Uh-huh.
So I'm watching him for a little bit. My wife eventually comes out and gets him because I can't pick up.
Wait,
the...
you didn't go alone. She was with you.
She went inside to get the tree skirt ready and everything down. So I was waiting to try to lift the tree off the car, when I wasn't watching him because that would be irresponsible. You can't do two things at once. Sure. So she gets him. She goes inside. And I go to lift the tree off the car. It's on the roof. And I don't know what I was thinking.
Your wife's brand new car?
Brand new car. Yeah. It's like 4 months old. I pull it down and I plan on like catching it. And it comes down really hard and it's way too heavy and falls right to the ground. And I think, okay, that was not ideal, but things are fine. There's some pine trees maybe like in the windowsill area of the Jeep, but other than that everything is fine. So then I pick it back up off the ground, and this is where things go awry, Breeze.
This is where stuff gets hairy.
I take a step back, and I turn to go around the car. I'm on the passenger side, and I scrape the chunk of the tree onto the side of the car. And I look at it, and I think, well, at the tree farm, they just cut the end of the tree. So maybe it's just like, I don't know, sap or water or something. So I'm like, that's fine, not a
big
deal.
How big's the scrape, you think?
Well, hang on. So so I carry it inside. We get the tree up. Everything's fine. I don't say a damn word to my wife about that, by the way.
Because the whole decorating will be soiled.
So
everything will be soiled.
So I go back out because I'm just going to wipe off the mark that was there. And there is one mark that is a perfect circle that is the imprint of the tree. And I wipe that off and it's gone. It's fine. It was just like stuff that was on the tree.
Sure.
I'm like, thank God. And then there's like a little extra streak next to it. And I start to wipe that off. Doesn't go away.
No.
Doesn't go away. And I think, oh no. Oh, this is not good. And I'm inspecting it. Like, Breeze, you've gotten marks in your car before.
Where you
stare at them, you like try to convince yourself, like, it's not that bad. Like, maybe I can just buff it out. Let me get a towel and just like go wipe it down. No. This thing is not coming out. I do have a picture.
Come on.
Might be hard to see, but I'm going to show you, Breeze, and I'll throw this up on our socials here to just prove my ineptitude. Here you go, Breeze. This is the mark. Oh, hang on.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's double marks.
It kind of looks like a little racing stripe. I'll put this up.
Not cute.
At 98PXY Rochester. And I had to go in and tell my wife, hey.
What'd she say?
She was not pleased. She was not pleased. So then I'm frantically Googling all the information I possibly can about how to get.
You can get that out through TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
TikTok can tell me how to fix that. I mean,
easy peasy.
We do know that I have been getting into my home improvement project. So, I watched a couple of YouTube videos.
Hey guys!
And I decided, this is a bad idea. It's not for me. I'm going to make this worse. So I'm not going to do it. So then I start Googling, how much does it cost to fix a scrape on a car? There's a real range, Breeze. A real range. From hundreds to thousands of dollars. So I'm panicking.
Let me guess, you're on the upper end.
I'm panicking.
Of course you are.
financially, this has not been a great year.
No way.
For a lot of people, for me as well. A lot of the side stuff that I do, I can't do anymore. Like, I can't really DJ weddings, and there's no weddings, so that's the problem. So it's just like the last thing that needs to happen, right? Is it something stupid that I did completely on accident? So I feel awful. I was like depressed. I'm not even kidding. I was in a funk and sad and depressed and just felt dumb the rest of the
day. You're like almost in denial. You're like, how could I be so stupid? Like one, that's something I could have controlled.
One step back, one extra step back would have been fine. No big deal. So,
because it kind of ricocheted off you and hit the car.
Because I turned it and I was just too close. So I am emailing places and I'm sending photos and I'm asking for quotes. And, you know, they're telling me, well, it could be like 350, 650. It depends. I learned a lot about how car paint works. There's like different multiple coats on it. And if you scrape one, then it's not that bad. If you get through to a couple, then it's really bad. So anyways, went to a couple of places on Monday to get it looked at. And they said, I should buff out. Yeah, I should buff out. No big deal.
I should buff out.
Mind you, neither place tells me like how much that's going to cost.
Great.
So I make an appointment yesterday. Awesome. So after the show, drive out there, and I get them to take care of it. Breeze, how much do you think that ended up costing me?
$500.
It ended up costing me $53 with tax. Thank God.
Really?
It was just a
How'd
little.
How'd you luck out like that?
Huh? I don't know.
How'd you luck out like that?
I fall ass backwards into stuff all the time. I don't know. It just happens that way.
And it looks good as new.
Basically. Yeah, no, it looks really good. They did a good job. So.
Or when you resell the car with the Carfax, it's going to have to say it was in an accident.
No, it's a lease. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's
that. So now it's someone else's problem.
I guess it's going to be someone else's problem. So in the end, it was okay. But boy, did I feel stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely should.
Mm-hmm.
That's inevitable. Yeah. That's something you deal with on a daily basis.
This
so
is true. It's accurate.
It's all good for
but,
that.
But, like, usually it doesn't cost. Like, honestly, being stupid usually makes me money because that's what we do on this show. I'm not used to it costing me money. So that was not delightful. Also, that probably was the final nail in the coffin that next year, I think we're going to go fake tree
we're
next
done,
year.
We're done, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good run.
So I'll enjoy that. I'm sure nothing else terrible will happen with this tree.
You know,
won't fall on me.
Being stupid and having it cost you money. Mm. I'm glad this was your first running with it because that's been happening to me for the last 26 years. Mostly my parents. They hate me for it, truly.
Well, it doesn't feel great. I'm not going to lie. But at least it worked out okay. I'll throw a photo of the damage up there. This texture, by the way, I'm a nanny. One of the kids did $2,400 in damage to my car. Yeah, you breathe on cars today and they will scratch. I'm telling you right now. So be very, very careful. And if you need an auto body place to bring something to you to get fixed, I now have
you're
a
not endorsed.
I've got a recommendation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.